Like all furloughed federal workers, National Park Service staff are missing paychecks and feeling a little bit lost.
We kind of muddle through our days and try to figure out how we're going to get through this.
Kristen Pace of Healy is a wilderness planner for Denali and Gates of the Arctic National Parks.
It's like something I went to school for and I'm really passionate about, and I feel really lucky to have that job, and so I identify with it quite a bit, and it's not my whole life. I'm a long-distance dog musher. I'm an author. You know, I'm a mother of a two-year-old. So it's not everything, but it kind of insidious, the letdown of feeling expendable, it has kind of creeped into all the aspects of our life.
Pace's husband, Andrew, also works for the Park Service, leaving the couple with no income as he prepares to run the Yukon Quest sled dog race. An online fundraiser is helping them cover race costs, and Pace says banks and businesses are being understanding.
But it just makes you feel incredibly unprepared for life if you're having to call every place that sends you a bill and ask them for lenience.
When the shutdown began last month, Pace says she and colleagues were logging a lot of overtime on a project to meet a Trump administration shortened regulatory timeline.
Kind of makes you wonder, like, why did I work so hard on this? And was this effort really worth it when it seems to be that all of us are expendable?
Some of the work that's not getting done is crucial to Alaska's parklands. Alaska Region Director for the National Parks Conservation Association, Jim Adams, says resource protection is being compromised.
In some parks, the pilots have not been deemed to be essential personnel, and so the law enforcement rangers who may still be working have very little access, and so they are unable, in many cases, to do kind of really comprehensive patrols of the parks.
To his knowledge, Adams says so far illegal activity has been limited.
Potentially snow machines in areas where snow machines aren't supposed to be.
But he says things could get worse as lengthening daylight and warmer weather bring more people to Alaska parks.
The same kind of resource damage that we're seeing in the lower 48, where people are leaving trash around, not being responsible in terms of taking care of places that are supposed to be protected forever.
Adams also points to stalled planning for the upcoming building season.
And if those projects don't get put out to bid relatively soon, that money just won't be spent in Alaska this year.
Adams says the shutdown has also halted supply orders and seasonal hiring.
Federal government, I'm afraid to say, does not do that quickly. And if they don't get it out and done, then we won't get seasonal hiring in the parks.
You know, even if we started back things up next week, that ripple effect is going to carry in for months.
Denali National Park Building and Utility Supervisor Land Cole lays out a long federal hiring process that's already fallen behind.
Just as the shutdown started was when we were putting together the hiring packets and whatnot, and that process in itself takes about a month.
Cole says the situation brings into question whether staff needed to perform essential work like cleaning park restrooms and emptying trash cans will be on staff when visitor season ramps up in May. Meanwhile, the shutdown is already affecting Denali winter tourism business operators like
John Nierenberg, owner of Earth Song Lodge, and Denali Dog Sled Expeditions.
Nierenberg blames the shutdown for the recent loss of a major trip that was scheduled for March.
Bringing a group out for a Smithsonian Institute project that was going to document park kennel operations at Wonder Lake, and with the uncertainty of whether the park will be out there, that trip canceled.
Nierenberg says the lost booking is also threatening a ski trip and mountaineering gear haul he built around it.
Sort of a cascading effect of a $10,000 trip canceling that's threatening another $5,000 trip that's going to threaten another $2,000 to $3,000 gear haul.
Nierenberg does not fault the Park Service, noting that the agency was better prepared for this shutdown than it was in the past when he wasn't allowed to guide in Denali until federal operations resumed. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.